And he did play 22 games with the Sydney Swans. He played 220 more with the mighty Magpies. Kicked 415 goals throughout his AFL career. Gordon Coventry Trophy four times. Second best of Ferris in 99. A Darren Mullane Trophy for best club in 2002. And a Jason McCartney medal in 2003. Anthony Pebbles Rocker is with us, who's playing the EJ Witten Legends game tonight. G'day, Pebbles.
Thanks, Half. I'm still wondering why I won that Best Clubman Award.
What do you reckon you did for it? That's a good talking point, Best Clubman. That gets a lot of feedback.
Be a good bloke, I think.
Well, Best Clubman, you've got to be the bloke you've kept the morale high.
Organised the footy trip.
You've organised the footy trip, and you've probably
organised.
You didn't.
No.
Well, I don't know how you won it then. I don't know how you won it. What are you looking forward to tonight, Pebbles, being back out there?
I'm looking forward just to having a run around, having a kick with the bro. So we'll see how we go in that regard. But look, it's for a great cause, for the EJ Witten cause, and just going out there and raising as much money and awareness as possible.
Now, there's a few big boys out there tonight. What sort of condition do you think Damon Monkhurst will be in? We've seen yourself parading the boundary line. Sav's in reasonable nick. We got Mick Martin, who's lost a lot of weight. Mick looks good at the moment.
Does he?
You'll be happy with how Mick's looking. Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight, just physically seeing?
Well, I am looking forward to – I see Monkey every now and then anyway, but Monkey with a footy jumper on is gold, because he's probably the only bloke bigger than me, so I'm looking forward to that.
Are you absolutely stand out, just one out in the square? Is that what you're locking in with the coach today?
Well, I'm going to try to, but with the likes of Lloydie, Jonathan Brown, Fev and Sav, I'm thinking I'm going to be playing in the back line somewhere.
Dude, we're playing tall, the Vicks against the All-Stars tonight, Kingy. We've got a tall forward line. It's going to be hard to defend.
Very tall. I think it's one of the spectacles of the year, this game. I enjoy it. I love the commentary. It's a must-watch. Billy Brownless is playing tonight, which is one out of left field.
Yes.
Jeff Farmer. There's a few names out there that'll be interesting. Have you done any training for this at all, Anthony?
Not specifically. But I've had to fill in the ruck duties at training every now and then. So I've had a 10-minute run around here and there. I'm hoping that holds me in good stead. But I don't think it will, though.
And any of the players... I was at Richmond one time and they virtually did a review on their coaches that play. They did a review on their performance. Is any of the boys down at Collingwood going to get the old libero system out and track some of your running patterns post game tonight?
I think there's going to be some sort of feedback at some stage. But I'm the only one from Collingwood that's playing, actually, so I'm sure there'll be a bit of a feedback at some stage.
What about the boys? They're playing some good football. The Pies, they were fantastic last Thursday night, Friday night, and didn't quite get over the line, but won a lot of admirers.
Yeah, look, they played really well, the boys. You know, we look at in review and we think it's probably one that that got away from us. There's a couple of things there that we could have did a little bit better towards the end of the game, which Bucks has talked about. But yeah, look, it was a great performance, but you know, we're not satisfied with a great performance but losing. So we want to get the 4 points.
What do you do with Ben Reid when he gets back, Rock? Where does he go, back or forward?
Look, he's done most of his played most of VFL in the back line, so I think he's just going to slot in the back line somewhere. Who's going to come out of that back line? I'm not too sure. That's why I'm not the head coach, and we leave it up to them.
Well, speaking of the head coach, there's just some questions on the SMS machine here as to whether he would have played tonight had he not done the hamstring.
Bucks hasn't played one of these previously, so I'm not too sure. But I'd love to see him out there playing again, though.
What are your coaching aspirations?
Yeah, good question.
My coaching, I'm quite happy what I'm doing at the minute. I do ruck coaching at Collingwood, part of the development team at Collingwood, and I'm a forward line coach in the VFL, and I'm finding that's taking up a lot of my time at the minute. And I like working with the young kids and seeing them develop. And I've got a great group specifically who I work with in Jared Witts, Brady Grundy, Mason Cox, and Corey Gold as well. So I'm really happy doing that at the minute.
You're away for a bit though. Brent McCaffrey, I think, stepped into the role of forward line coach of the VFL side, my understanding is, and had them humming in your absence.
Oh no.
Is there a coup?
Yeah, well, he's trying, the big man, Caff. He's he fills my role when we have a clash, VFL, AFL clash. I've got to go to the AFL game because I'm filling the match day role down on the bench. So it's great for Cass development while he's injured, just so he can keep up the speed with all the process of the forward line and the game plan down at VFL level. So, you know, he fills a great role for me down there, and he let me know about it when we had that good win. But I quickly slotted him back to earth when I came back.
Maybe a future for Brent McCaffrey outside of playing when that time comes. I'm glad you mentioned the bench, and you referenced Damien Monkhorst earlier. He's one of the great bench personalities in the game, and he's in charge of lollies and biscuits. What's your specialty down on the boundary line when you get down there, Anthony?
Mine's the coffees. I've got to bring the coffees down to the bench for the rest of the admin down there. But I receive all the messages from the assistant coaches and deliver them to the players on the bench. I've also got the laptop in front of me if Scott Burns needs anything shown to some of the guys in the midfield in positioning and things like that. So.
An unsung role, Anthony, and I'm being serious here. When you see games like the Melbourne game versus the Saints a few weeks ago, 50-odd seconds of football to go, 49 seconds to go, and the game slips. That's the role of the benchman, Huffy. That's where a man like Anthony Rocker can organise players and get things right on field. Can I quickly ask you, are we likely to see Schaarenberg for the first time this week?
That's a good question. Look, he's had some great games over the past couple of weeks.
What's he do? What does he do that we can look forward to?
The way he reads a play is really good. The way he ability to read that play, come across, intercept mark, intercept spoil. That's probably his greatest asset. He's got a lot of things he needs to work on, which he is doing. But he's strung together two or three really good games over the past few weeks. So he could be in line this week, as could a couple of others.
Well, the Pies looking good. I'm looking forward to seeing how good you're looking tonight with the big Saveloy alongside you.
I hope they get the goal umpiring right tonight for you.
Yeah.
let's not go there.
Oh, don't go there, Kingy. Goodness me.
We always talk
He's
about
doing a good thing for the EJ Witten Foundation. You bring up that bloody goal decision.
You had to do it.
I just love bringing it up with you.
Good on you, Anth. Great to chat to you, mate. Good luck tonight. Good on you, mate. Hope the body stays in one piece.
Thanks, guys.